On Friday, the Menominee tribe asked a federal court to halt the Interior Department's review of the tribe's proposed casino in Kenosha. The tribe says Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne has made arbitrary and capricious changes to the evaluation process for off-reservation gaming. The Menominee want an Obama administration to make the decision on the Kenosha site. But casino opponent and Kenosha County Supervisor Terry Rose says he doesn't think President Obama would back the Menominee Entertainment Complex.
The president-elect is from Chicago. Chicago is not going to support casino gambling this close to their location. Chicago has casinos. They want to expand that. Waukegan wants to expand it. So why are they going to support Kenosha casino gambling as a competitor to anything in northern Illinois?
Rose says Chicago Mayor Richard Daley would make a similar point to Obama. But Menominee Project spokesman Evan Zeppos says Obama would take an objective view.
I think when we elected President-elect Obama, we elected him president of the entire country, not of one geographic area. And if you put aside the lame duck politics of Secretary Kempthorne and his personal and political biases, you'll see a project that would have a significant positive economic impact for an entire region.
Zeppo says the Kenosha Casino would bring thousands of jobs at a time when the economy is in tough shape. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.